Second hour at Aaron Donick and Chase here on this Thursday morning. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Another fast-moving show. Floyd Reese in the on-deck circle set to join us. Jonnu Smith at the bottom of the hour, Titans tight end. Silly underdog picks at high noon. Elliott Freeman at 1 o'clock and Casey Alexander in the final hour as well. There's news on the college basketball front, but former Titans GM. And now you can hear the GM every day on these airwaves, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. And this segment is brought to you by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. Floyd, what's going on?
Not much. How are you guys today? I'm excited about that Jonnu Smith. That'll be a good interview.
He has turned into quite the player. Delanie Walker, those are big shoes to fill. And, you know, you always kind of heard the comparisons when they drafted him, which you probably cringed when you were general manager, like, yo, this is the next so-and-so, which is never fair to the young man. But I'll tell you what, I like his progression. Yeah, you know, he's had to live in the shadows of Delanie Walker. Now Delanie Walker's not around, and I think he just keeps moving forward with what he brings to the table in his career.
You know, it's interesting because, like you said, filling Delanie's shoes was probably impossible for most people, not just Jonnu, but I think when you see the things that he brings, like that screen that he ran, I want to say like in the first or second series last week, and it was like a third and 20 or a second and 20, and he picked up 22 yards. That was a heck of a play. I mean, yeah. It was not only you got to catch a screen, you got to get started, but just avoiding people down the field, running with the ball, doing some of those things. He really looked impressive. So, you know, I think there's a ton he's going to be able to do, not just like Delanie. It'll be a little bit different, but hopefully the outcome, the final analysis, will be very similar.
You said last week, Floyd, it was 3 days ago. So that led me right into my next question. How do you do this quick turnaround? I mean, they got in. I mean, Tuesday's almost wasted, right? You get in almost the sun coming up on Tuesday morning from Denver. And you've got this short week. How do you keep the excuses, the easy excuses that people would have of, man, you know, short turnaround, short week? How do you keep all that out of the locker room and keep the focus on getting things done on Sunday?
Yeah, as crazy as it seems, you almost have to ignore it. And it's funny because as a coach, on one hand, you're telling them to ignore it. You know, don't worry about it. It's, you know, we're still going to have practice days. We'll put this thing together. And on the other hand, when you're going out to practice, you know, it's not the same. You're kind of taking care of them a little bit because you know, especially this year, you know that those guys are sore as Dickens. It's like Derrick Henry, you know, carry the ball 31 times after doing virtually nothing. You know, during camp, during the off season, during as far as getting hit, and you add up the number of licks he took during that game carrying the ball. I mean, he's got to be sore all over. So you're saying, okay, Derek, this is just another week. You know, it doesn't matter that we're short a day, et cetera, et cetera. And yet you're saying, okay, Derek, now we're going to take take care of you a little bit this week so you're not quite as sore come Sunday. So, you know, he's saying, wait a minute, if this is just a regular week, I can just do regular work. And and so it's difficult. But like you said, I mean, you know, they didn't get in until sunrise on Monday. And then you turn around, what does that do to Tuesday? Well, Tuesday's wasted. And now Wednesday, you're trying to get them back a little bit, you know, make sure they get some kind of workout, get the soreness in. Then you've got to turn around and practice for a game.
Yeah.
So it's difficult. It really is. It's not. And like I said, I'm not sure in a normal season that it would be quite as bad because they've already been through some of this. They've had preseason games they had to come back off of. But because of the way this whole off season and the whole virus thing went, you know, this is a little bit different. It's going to be interesting to see how they react.
I said this on Tuesday's show when we were kind of recapping the game and talking about the game, and I really hesitated to throw out any comparisons. Just like what I said at the beginning about Jonnu Smith, I kind of cringe at doing that stuff. I don't think it's fair, especially if you're throwing out examples of, you know, future Hall of Famers or the best in the game. But I want to get your take because, I mean, it's you don't have to have special eyes, special football eyes, to see what Jeffrey Simmons looked like on Monday night. I mean, he really stood out. I mean, I was blown away at how disruptive he was. And quite honestly, I started thinking about, you know, Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh in today's game. And I started thinking about Albert Haynesworth, you know, that you drafted. So I'm just going to ask you, it's still very, very early in his career, but he just continues to get better and better. You drafted Albert Haynesworth. You saw the best of Albert Haynesworth. When you see Jeffrey Simmons, you know, what do you see? Do you think they're close? Do you think you see a lot of the same a lot of the same traits? What do you make of Jeffrey Simmons this early in his career?
You know, I'm like you. I'm always hesitant to do it, and yet you can't ignore it. You know, you see him do things, and you hear about him doing things like him in practice chasing down a screen, and, you know, they clock it in. He's 18 miles an hour at 310 pounds or however, whatever he weighs. I mean, the difference between the superstar inside player, defensive tackle type player, and the good players is what they do versus the pass, because you find a lot of big guys inside that can play the run. You know, they stand in there and they thump the guard and they slide along the line of scrimmage and make a tackle, and that's all well and good, and that helps the defense. But when you get the guy that can do that and put pressure on a quarterback and chase down a screen at 18 miles an hour and, you know, go in on goal line and short yardage and make tremendous plays and do those things, you're talking about a different guy now. You know, I mean, the good Lord doesn't make a lot of those guys. And when you get a guy of that size, that athleticism with that kind of, want to, if you will, then you have to look at it and you have to go, you know what, maybe this guy is just a little bit different. So that's, you know, certainly what we're hoping. And I think judging from what he did last year after such a tough start, you know, no practice, no anything, come in the middle of the year and play and do some of the things he did, which I would have thought was going to be really, really hard, if not impossible, he did it. And now you see only one game. We know that, but you see what he did against Denver, and you kind of go, you know what? I think I'll feel a little bit better about this guy, hopefully, week after week.
Floyd, with that in mind, Simmons is really showing he's taking a step forward. Now you put Clowney in the mix, too. I think it's a wait and see. A lot of people thought he kind of ran out of gas as the game went along, but what was your first impression of Clowney out there?
You know, I didn't, to be honest, I didn't notice him a great deal. Now, I wasn't watching it. I know when he went into the game, a lot of people just focused on him. You know, let's see what he's doing. When I watch a game, you know, I usually want them to stand out. I want them to make me look at them. And they have to do that by doing something, you know, really special. And like Simmons, we were talking about Simmons, some of the things that he did. And I didn't see that, but if there's a giant positive about a lot of areas of this team, I think it's from the standpoint that I could draw up a scenario for you where you would be salivating at the opportunity to have these guys on your team. You know, if I say, okay, here's a Landry that is, you know, just a couple of year player, and he's already almost gotten to double digit sacks. And now here's a guy that led the NFL in sacks. And now you take a guy like Clowney, who is, you know, the key word has always been disruptive for him and the potential, and you go, wow, he could be a real factor. And then just to top it off, let's throw Simmons in there. And you look at those four guys and you go, uh-oh, this might be a pretty good group. And and it's not completely hoping, because you've seen those guys do it. I say the same thing about the receiving group. You know, you say, okay, how is this receiving group? And you say, well, if Davis goes out and has his best year, he's already caught 65 passes, so we know he can do that. Humphreys, he's already caught, you know, say 65 passes. You say, ooh, there's another nice addition. And then you say, and then there's guy A.J. Brown, who led all rookies last year, 1,000-yard receiver. And you go, ooh, that's okay. And then we got this little tight end that we kind of like, you know, his name's Jonas Smith. And then we take the number one rusher in the league and put him behind all of that. And you go, wow, You know, that might be a pretty potent group. So I think it gives you hope from this standpoint. You can look at those guys and you can say, I know they can do it because we have seen them do it. Now, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it all at the same time? Are they going to do it all for this team? That is the hope part of the whole equation.
What is your honest assessment of Gardner Minshew? He played a really good game on Sunday, unexpectedly led them to a win. I know he doesn't have the physical tools. Is he that rare guy that can overcome not having the gifts that most NFL top-level quarterbacks have?
You know, it's interesting, Willie, because I was looking at, of course, I saw the game this weekend, and statistically, I mean, it was very average for them across the board. You know, I think they ran less than 50 plays on offense. He threw like 19 passes or 20 passes. I think it's 19 for 20, something along those lines. But for 170 yards, okay. You know, the rookie running back came in and gained some yards, gained 60 yards or so. And you say, okay, that's all well and good. But they were so efficient.
Yeah, 19 for 20.
And the things that they did. And the young quarterback, it's similar to the first game we played them last year when they came down here and beat us. You look at the numbers, very similar. You know, he was really, really good in completion percentage. He was really, really good from the standpoint that he found receivers, got the ball to them, they caught it and scored. But as far as the numbers, you compare what we did compared to what they did, we should have won, you know, 35-10 or something. And I'm sure Indy's saying the same thing. They're looking at their numbers and they're going, oh man, we should have won this game. How did we lose this game? But the bottom line is, if you go out there, you make a mistake or two, you throw an interception or two, you get you have a fumble or two, and they don't have any, and the quarterback is as efficient as he was those two games, then, you know, you're probably going to lose.
So do you like Minshew long term? Do you think he can be a guy, like if you're looking at the Jaguars and you're saying, well, you know, you got Trevor Lawrence out there and you know, are we looking for the next guy, or is there any chance that this guy could surprise them enough to say, you know, this is that rare guy who's pretty special?
You know, that's really going to be, in my mind, something you have to see on a week-to-week basis. You know, you have to really know this kid. I can pull up those two games that we were talking about and you look at that and you go, yeah, this guy looks like he's got a chance to be something special. But then you look at some of the other games where they go out there and they're not the benefactor of a couple of interceptions or a couple of fumbles. And, you know, instead of him throwing touchdowns, he's throwing incompletions. They're not running the ball, all of those kinds of things. And all of a sudden they look pretty average. But I think when you look at the upside, you know, for them, you have to be pretty excited. And I think you probably have to think you're maybe on the right path with this guy. I'm going to guess, this is just a guess, but after the Blake Bortles experiment and how that all went, they're probably going to be a little bit more hesitant, you know, to go ahead and pin this guy up as the franchise guy, because they've already seen where, you know, a guy leads you to the AFC championship game and then, you know, you can't win a game after that.
We're talking to Floyd Reese, former Titans GM, co-host of Jared and the GM 2-6 weekdays on ESPN 102.5 The Game. So Darrington Evans, the rookie running back, returned to practice yesterday. He was a full participant according to the injury report. So if he plays, if he makes his NFL debut on Sunday against the Jags, Floyd, what do you need to see out of that young man in his first game?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, this is kind of the state of the league after what we've been through this offseason. Last week, without him, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, how are they going to back up Derek? Derek can't go out there and play every snap, not the way Derek plays. You know, he's not going to finish it. So you have to say, okay, well, we've got to have somebody that can go in there and be the backup and give him that spell that, you know, whether it's six times handling the ball or 10 times, but give him a spell. But then the young guy's not there, and you go, oh, my God, what are they going to do? Well, and the young guy's never played. We've never seen him play a snap.
Right.
We don't know if he can play or not. But in my mind, I'm excited that he's going to be there simply because – they're saying, okay, this guy in our mind is good enough to be the backup running back. And the backup running back means I'm okay with him going out there and spelling Derek for those 8 or 10 plays a game, whatever it is. And so, I have to say I'm excited. And like I said, I've never seen him put a jock on, so I don't know.
What's your concern level with, they didn't really address the receiver position in the offseason. Khalif Raymond did enough for them last year to make them think, all right, this is going to be a piece. I didn't think he was all that great Monday night. I know there's a lot of things to clean up offensively anyway, but are you concerned of not having that burner at wide receiver like Raymond is supposed to be?
You know, it's a factor, and you'd certainly like to have that. You know, my number one concern right now, of course, is, the depth. I mean, God forbid, we've got two receivers now that are, partial. With Corey's got a hamstring, and yeah. I don't know what Brown's got, something else. Well, if those guys can't play, who plays? Who goes in?
Right.
You know, you got nobody. I mean, Raymond has caught 9 passes last year. You know, he's got like 15 in his whole career. And you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, that's your fourth guy? And then you're saying, that's our fourth guy. What about our fifth guy? Well, we don't even know who our fifth guy is. So it's the depth at that position, and I said this before the season ever started, is really a concern for me because maybe it's just us, I'm not sure, but we've seen Corey Davis miss games. We've seen, Humphreys miss games. We've seen those guys. And you say, well, if I've got a fourth guy, I mean, even with Tajay Sharpe, we had at least seen him catch 35 or 40 passes or whatever it was, in a season. And we've seen him score touchdowns. You say, okay, he can do that. He'll go in there and he'll fill in. He's certainly not as good as a starter, but he will fill in. I'm not sure right now who we can say that with, and that is a concern.
How did you feel about Dennis Kelly starting at right tackle in the offensive line overall?
I think the Dennis Kelly, I can only, like I said before, I mean, I notice these guys when they do something really, really good or really, really bad, and I saw him get beat one time, that flashed, and I saw that. Other than that, he looked like he was pretty solid. The offensive line as a group, I thought it was really interesting because as I'm watching the game and I watch Derek running on the line of scrimmage, and in my mind I look at that play and I go, jeez, he gained a yard. That's not second and nine is not going to be good enough. And then all of a sudden they move the chains and it's second and five. And I'm going, oh, where'd those other 4 yards come from? And so you kind of, as I watched it, I got the impression, the offensive line was knocking them back, was moving them. And even though we didn't break the long run that we're used to seeing Derek break, we were consistent from the standpoint that, we could take it on first down and it was going to be second and less than 10. It was going to be second and four, second and five, second and six. All of those are acceptable. And you say, okay, fine, we can do that. But we certainly didn't get the big play that you're used to from Derek. And it may be that way for a while. People, let's face it, if you're playing us, your number one objective, especially as a defensive coach, is to make sure they're not going to run the ball.
He is the GM, Floyd Reese, 2 to 6 weekdays with Jared Stillman here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Floyd Reese, brought to you by Sealmaster, keeping your parking lots looking brand new. Jonnu Smith coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll react to some of the things that Floyd said next. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.